Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz. This is season 16, episode 9. I got Kayla on the panel and we got Cabrina calling in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like this song.
Isn't this cute?
It's super cute, actually. I didn't know the girl's name. I was just like,
oh, okay, I know this.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz. We have an amazing panel tonight, which consists of me and bad girl Kayla. Kayla. Shaboo, how you doing?
I'm great, Shaboo.
Shagirl. So Kayla is our only other bad girl. Camilla had something come up. She was actually getting her hair done. So Camilla, we love you.
I'm sure
you.
It's for Thanksgiving, probably.
Yeah, we love you. We miss you.
Everybody's doing stuff right now. So
Miss Kayla, how can they find you on social media?
At BadGirlKC. That's going to be the Twitter. That's also my Snapchat. If you want to hit me up on my Instagram, it's going to be Back by Popular Demand. And that's going to be with 2 K's.
I love this song. So you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV, and I'm going to leave a comment below so you can go to my YouTube channel and follow it. Thank you guys so much. Okay, so we're going to have Cabrina. She's going to Skype in at 6:36.
Cabrina the cook.
Cabrina the cook. She's so cute. I'm like obsessed with her.
Yeah, no, she's cool.
I really like her. Okay, so Bernicia and Candy, they hook up. Last episode. It kind of was like last episode to this episode, they didn't really show them hooking up.
Right.
Which was like, what did you think about that?
I mean, it definitely left it questionable as to what happens, but I mean,
I think we know what happens because she like clearly said that there was some.
Yeah.
There was some kitty kitty action.
I've seen the social media chatter between the two of them.
Tell us. Tell me, because I don't know.
So, I mean, basically they're just going back and forth about what is transpiring on the show. Mm-hmm. What happened the last time, and they didn't give up too much information. But I just saw them going back and forth for a minute, like, you know, and they seem like they're still cool, though.
Okay.
They seem like they're still cool, but I did see them back and forth about it. And basically, Bernicia's holding, you know, to what she said on the show, which is she's not looking for anything serious. She didn't want anything to come out of it. And I mean, I could understand that. I could understand probably like doing something but not wanting to be called gay. I can definitely relate to that. So
can I just say that your eyebrows look snatched as hell right now?
Hey,
shit, can you guys see this? Can we zoom in on her eyebrows? Is that possible? Okay, so Bernicia says she does not have feelings for Candy, but Candy, I feel like, is feeling some kind of way. The way that, I don't know if this is, like, really what happened, but the way that they edited it, it definitely seemed like Candy, and Candy's actually, she might be calling in on the 6th, so when we talk to her, we can find out if, you know, if this was actually edited correctly.
Right.
But, yeah, it was kind of seemed like she was feeling some kind of way, and it seemed like Bernicia wasn't. But was it just that Bernicia didn't want to look like that for TV?
I feel like maybe, I mean, honestly, my opinion about it, once we got a little further in the episode, I feel like maybe Bernicia, like, I feel like she totally had feelings from what it looks like.
So you think Bernicia had feelings?
But just didn't want to share that. She did not want to put that in it. She said it like, you know, I've already been in situations and I'm not trying to, I'm putting this wall up. So definitely I feel like there was something there, but she just didn't want to embrace that for whatever reason. And
can I ask you, would you ever date a girl?
I would not date a girl.
Would you not date a girl because of, like, sexual orientation? Or would you not date a girl because it just seems like
so funny
it would be, like, a shit show to date a girl?
I wouldn't date a girl because I just wouldn't date a girl. I definitely would prefer to date a man. I would maybe, you know, like,
maybe have some action with a girl.
There have been issues, you know, situations, circumstances that have happened in the past or whatever.
But you would never date a girl.
I would never date a girl. It'd probably be in secret, sorry.
Okay. But, so with me, I feel like there was definitely a stage when I was in high school where I was like, I kept telling my mom I was a lesbian because I was like, I hate guys. I'm a lesbian. And my mom like freaked out.
Of course. You said she's a Christian woman.
But really freaked out. So I wonder, because with Bernicia, her mom's a lesbian, so it's not like her family isn't accepting. Right. So I think it truly is that
I think
she
it's just her choice.
Like, it's completely. Just a choice. Yeah. I mean, and she clearly is into men because she did have, you know, two daughters or right. has two daughters.
Right.
And so I don't know. I'm kind of like, yeah. I think that Bernicia was speaking the truth. I mean, I feel like this episode was the realest I've seen Bernicia. I feel like Bernicia has really been for show, kind mm-hmm. of. And this, like, really tore down some walls. Because I do think she was feeling a certain way. At the same time, I think that she just, like, was like, what happened. I don't want to go in anymore.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So, Cabrina is going to make a meal for the house. And yes. I think, dude, she is so sexy.
She's cute. Like,
talking about dating girls, I think Cabrina is so... You're
saying about Sway? No. She's so pretty.
But, see, I'm not, like, sexually interested, but I'm interested in the way of, like, I want to be her. Because she's gorgeous.
She's super cute.
She's gorgeous. She's humble. She's funny. Like, full
I
package.
I really like how super... Really she like her. Seems to be very, very humble.
I wish
humble
she was,
really,
like,
really
in the whole
like
season. And I'm not just saying that because she's calling in. Because she's actually not listening because she's driving right now.
Oh.
So, Bernicia tells Z and Cabrina that she is kind of uneasy, like, about Candy. And then Cabrina cooks for the house, which is nice. That's super cute outfit. I couldn't believe that none of the girls said anything about her in that outfit.
Right. Nobody had anything bad to say because they was all hungry.
I totally
You do not get
thought.
Good home-cooked meals while you're on the bad girls. You're always spending your money, going out, spending that money. Mm-hmm. So finally, like, honestly, and they didn't show it, which I wish they would have showed it on our season, Aaliyah. She, like, we all cooked.
See, because they didn't
Aaliyah
care. That season,
cooked.
Like, in the first
Aaliyah
seasons,
made egg rolls,
they
even
didn't
for the producers,
care.
Okay? I don't forget them egg rolls, girl. Aaliyah, wherever you are, I miss you. I miss those egg rolls. Mm. I need some of those in my life.
Like,
please hit me up.
Dude,
I'm so
care.
Dead serious.
They
I'm,
would
like,
never,
dead ass.
They would never, mark my words, they would never have shown that, like, feel-good dinner party in any of the first seasons. Because now they're kind of, like, looking
And it was
for
something
stuff.
Different.
It was
yeah,
something
it was
different.
Something different
they wouldn't do that because... Because they wanted it to be all about, like, the drama. But I kind of liked it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the girls say grace. And then Z talks about, like, Bernicia being cool. She was, like, the only one who, like, really had a lot to say, right, about somebody else before the whole, like, Candy
yeah.
thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Candy tells the girls that she really likes Bernicia, which that was
Yeah,
such...
it was kind of awkward at that moment at the table. Maybe it was editing there,
That's what I was gonna
but
say.
It totally
Do you
seemed
think it was
like,
edited
what?
Weird? Because it kind
like,
of...
what did we not get before that conversation
yes.
started for her because yes. it just flowed so cool Z and then here comes Candy with the mm-hmm. well you know like was it everybody go around the table and tell everybody what everybody feels about Bernicia like
yeah I feel like it just looked really it looked very awkward like it
right.
looked like Bernicia wanted to like throw herself off of a building
right.
at that point
no,
she's
yeah.
like holding a
yeah.
fork and spoon
yeah she's looking
and
like
then,
what is this bitch about to say about me mm-hmm. right now like those were the eyes like
yeah so they definitely made it seem I don't know if this really happened but they definitely made it seem like Candy was the aggressor Candy wanted a relationship why am I going like
I'm
this
sorry I keep looking and when you did that I'm like oh that ring
we're talking about
cute.
The girl relationship and I'm like this
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, Bernicia and,
uh-huh.
sorry about that, guys. Like at Disneyland, you can only point with two fingers.
This is true.
Okay. So I felt with that whole situation that, I don't know, it felt very strange. It felt really awkward. I think that they kind of could have edited that in that way because it did
right.
make a really good storyline.
Right.
You know, because you always kind of need like a hero and a villain. And I feel like they really made Candy to be the villain. In this episode.
Yeah.
yeah. So Bernicia, you know, oh, I already said that. So Cabrina opens up that she was homeless at
yeah.
one point,
mm-hmm.
which I really liked that she was like talking about her humble backgrounds and everything. And this was the first time I feel like one of the girls has talked about, hey, I want to go do something. And it's
right.
really felt organic.
Right. But I mean, they've kind of done that on
yeah,
other
they,
seasons.
I think
they
did
have
last season, actually.
Done the whole, yeah, charity. Mm-hmm. It's happened on a few, so
mm-hmm.
that could have been, you know, like, mm-hmm. organic, but then it could have been just the producers, like, allowing the mm-hmm. new girl to come in and kind of, you know, like, maybe
yeah.
tell her what to do.
Dude,
might
I
be
saw,
wrong.
Okay, I
might
saw
be wrong.
The funniest comment online. This was, like, on Instagram. Somebody wrote something about Z saying, like, every time, you know, someone brings up something that, like, Z will kind of, you know, like, you know, the whole
right
thing. The friend losing
right.
thing. She
How
always,
she'll
she always,
always
like,
have something to
something.
Relate.
Yeah.
That's when you're a really relatable person. And honestly, I'm kind of the same. Yeah, no, like, totally. I always have a story.
But somebody online said, like, the funniest thing. It was, like, I should have written it down. Like, I think I took a screenshot. Mm. But it was, like, every time somebody brings up something, Z's like, me too. And I was homeless. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any shoes. Mm-hmm. And I was poor. Mm-hmm. And I was poor. Something like that.
One of those memes.
This isn't translating well in what I'm talking about right now. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it was funny because I haven't really heard anybody else talk about the fact that Z kind of inserts herself in every situation as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. But you don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe she I think she's just well-rounded, has been through a lot of things, because I've been through a lot of things. I have been to the hoodest of the hoods. And then I've also been in nicer itsy areas, mm-hmm. and I've had the best of both worlds. So when you've mm-hmm. seen, like, both sides of life, then you could kind of relate to people on both sides, mm-hmm. you know?
Which is nice, because I feel like a lot of the girls...
Maybe she's just really relatable.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the girls come in, like, super bougie, like, they're, mm-hmm. you know, like, how like nothing's ever happened. How rappers are like, I got 3 mansions, I got, like, all these cars, yeah. and they're really, like, mm-hmm. you know, riding the bus.
Name calling, yeah. name dropping.
I liked it. I liked that she was, like, the opposite kind of like, today's society. Mm-hmm. And it's good, because I think it's really good for young kids to, like, see that, to see like, hey, you should be grateful for what you have, because someday you could be, you know, at a shelter.
Yeah.
So,
and then you could go to a shelter and then end up on Bad Girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, wait, tiara, right? Tiara, like you put on your head?
Tiara.
Let's say tiara. So, tiara. Yeah. Drinks for the first time. Boom, boom, boom. Plot twist.
First time?
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it was her first time drinking?
I really don't know. I mean, on both sides, I think possibly not. But then on another note, maybe so. And maybe she said, okay, finally, it's Bad Girls. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I'm going to take this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and have this once-in-a-lifetime mm-hmm. moment and drink for one time. But I don't know.
I mean, okay, this is, like, how I feel. If you're a virgin, if you were never had any sex ever in your life, and if somebody was like, hey, here's a dick, you wouldn't be like, okay, time to give up that virginity. I feel like if you're in your 20s and you have never drank a sip of alcohol, it's kind of weird that, like, the first thing she had is a shot of Patron. You know,
well, go hard or go home.
Well, I think it's kind of weird that it was a shot of Patron, because that's, like, a real drink. She also took that like a champ. Like, she took that down.
She took it down. But the face totally was not like a champ. It was the face that we all give
but
when
I
we're
feel
like...
she was kind of, I think that she might be Skyping next week. So we can ask her next week if that was true.
I know it tasted disgusting because Patron... I'm not a Patron fan. I'm sorry.
Drinking it, but then, like, people Patron. Aren't so fine around me after because I'm... You
know, yeah, me and tequila
I'm
just
like,
don't
I'm the
do
crazy
well.
Girl.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't know. Like, we'll ask her if she's Skypes in next week about that, but that to me seems like phony as hell that like that would be your first drink. But then when she was licking Cabrina's ass,
oh, it looked like she was licking a vagina.
Dude,
I thought it was
did you
like
hear that
really
song in the
like,
beginning that was for
if
Cabrina.
She would have just moved a little more
Cabrina,
to the left, it would have been like
she
would have been ass
dude
eating. It was
I
going down.
Could not believe she was like
she looked like she was so into it.
She looked like she was so into it. I was kind of shocked because here is this girl who's like, I don't do anything bad,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
And she was tongue kissing that ass.
Dude, she was like really into that. So, I mean, maybe that was her first drink. I don't know. But then the next day, I kind of felt like she was a little weird how she was like, I'm never going to drink again. Drinking's disgusting. Girl, drinking's awesome.
Except for when you have hangovers, which thank God I don't get those too often anymore. I don't know. Is it what you get older and you don't get hangovers? I don't know what happened.
No,
but literally hangovers stopped for me. Like
what?
Like when we drank the other day,
girl,
like I wasn't that faded, but
girl,
you know, but like well, yeah, because I balance it out. I always balance it out. You gotta drink and smoke. Keep it
for
balanced.
All you young people out there. As you get older, hangovers get worse. 19, 20, 21, ooh, you can go running the next day.
Well, yeah.
As you get older, it's like hangovers so bad. But
you're going to need to recover for a day.
Get some
actually,
of that herb,
yes.
You will be set, right? Like
this is true. This is
no
true.
No Advil, none of that. Like, if you smoke, you'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming up legal, like, everywhere, so that's really
Yay.
Cool. Thank you, America. So,
America.
Yeah. Merca. So, Cabrina talks to the girls about, what am I, like, reading notes that we've already done? So, Dream Builders is the place that they go to, and they educate the girls on what it's like to be homeless and on everything else that's, like, in that circumstance, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And then Candy Bernicia... Oh, wait. I just, like, jumped into that. I'm like, man, okay. Candy and Bernicia, they get into bed, and they're kind of, like, you know, talking. Bernicia seemed, like, not interested at all. That's when Candy was trying to, like, kind of pull her into bed.
Right.
And Bernicia, a person is here to guess. Oh, is it Dream Doll? Is it Tabitha? Does she have blonde hair? Or, no, pink hair.
I'm not sure. Steve's going to walk her in there and put her on a headset.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. Oh, this is so awesome. Okay, so guys, hey, so Tabitha Dream Doll is actually here. I didn't know if she was going to come, so I just kind of assumed she wasn't because she didn't tell me. but yeah, so she's going to be here, so she's going to come in.
Woohoo. So, yeah.
Okay, so sorry about that.
She scores. No.
And then Candy gets her fade, and it's super fresh. What did you think about... I like Candy's hair. Do you like it?
I like her haircuts, for sure. They look good. And, I mean, when you have a short haircut, you always got to get it cut, keep it fresh. So, I mean, I understand that. I've never cut my hair, but, yeah, I like her cut.
What did you think
about... It looks good on her. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but it does look good on her.
What did you think about the sleepover party?
Honestly, I liked it. I thought it was super cute, and I thought that was also something new that they brought to the show that no other girl has ever done, really. You know, she did her own little original thing on that, and that was really cute.
But it was funny when Candy and... Cabina.
I just wish there were more dicks there. I like know. Straight dicks. Yeah, I mean, but really I wasn't there dicks. At the party, so, you know.
When Candy and Cabrina, they called Yasmin, that was so funny to me because Yasmin was like, yeah, that's cool. I can come. That sounds fun.
Yeah, she sounded kind of dry, but then when you heard her, like, the second half, then she sounded a little more
excited.
Dude,
she was so...
Wait, is it Yasmin, or did you say Yasmin or Jasmine?
I thought it was Yasmin. Like, Jasmine, like Jasmine, but not so...
Is I thought that, it was Jasmine.
Right? What? Is it? I don't know. Yasmin or Jasmine? There. Oh, maybe it was Jasmine. Oh, I wrote Yasmin.
I wrote Jasmine.
So I don't know.
I love how you remake everybody's name. It's so funny.
Like last week with Camilla.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that because I was totally wrong. Jada.
Oh, my God. And it, Jada, okay, I have an apology to make. I have actually two.
I mean, but you make, you always say people's names wrong, and I don't think it's anything personal. Like, we just, some of the names you don't pronounce right. But
I know, yeah, I'm sorry
for
about
that. One, you were like, so sure. You I was like, so, Jade.
But this is the thing, is that I have never, her name's Jada. I'd like to apologize.
Jada, and I liked her.
I have never met Jada, but I've talked like to her Jada. On social media.
Nice.
So I've just seen her
hey,
name.
Jada, shout hey. Out. Hey, hi. Beautiful. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
No. Nice. Are they gonna sit down or are they gonna be there? Okay, cool. Awesome. What's your name?
Oh, sorry, I'm Mary.
Mary,
hi,
you're
Mary.
Beautiful. Hi. So we have Tabitha and we have Mary.
Woo.
Is there gonna be any like cameras on them?
It's on her. I'm just a stylist.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, you look good, girl. I'm
you
loving
guys
the
look
hair.
So good.
I'm loving
I'm so
everything.
Happy you could come.
On point. Super beautiful.
Yeah, so poppin'.
Oh, girl.
Girl, bye. Thank you. Okay, let's just quickly finish up the episodes, and then we can just, like, talk to them.
Yay!
Okay, so the girls, they do the party. What did you think about the slumber party?
I liked it. Yeah, we went over that. So...
So the slumber party was, in my opinion, really fun. I wish it could have been, like, a little bit more scandalous and whatnot. But, dude, Stephanie was completely naked almost the entire thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, she had on, like,
yes,
a little...
Yes, she had G-string.
You know
she
what?
Had her boobs.
And she doesn't really show a lot.
She doesn't show ever,
show, so,
that
was,
so I kind of liked it. And
she looked sexy.
Dude, I was very impressed by her, because, you know, she's, like, the funny girl. But I liked
I know,
that she
right?
could turn
and
up and, like, be hot.
Exactly. She could turn it, flip it, and be sexy, too.
I like that
That's
a lot.
Cute.
Okay, so let's just, like, get into what everybody wants to hear about. The Rose incident. So...
Wait, what
Candy,
incident?
The Rose incident.
Oh, I'm like,
so, Candy and Bernicia, boiling point, entire episode. They're in the car, and Bernicia and Candy are talking. Bernicia says she doesn't want to look gay. She's not gay, doesn't have feelings for a girl. Then, they get to the club. Everything's fine. Bernicia gets a flower from another girl. Candy flips out.
I didn't even see, like, I saw the flower. I didn't see the girl who gave it to her. Mm-hmm. It was just a random girl.
It was just some random girl.
Huh. Interesting.
But she was just upset that it was a female, because she was like, how are you going to be taking a rose from
psycho.
Another female when you're acting like this certain way? Blah, 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 blah. I think that it really made Candy look insane. I don't know if they edited that way or what, but it really, like, did not look good for her.
I mean, yeah, as far as how it looked in the club, for sure, I would say it was... She's insane. It looked a little, yeah,
She's insane.
Like, oh, Candy?
She's insane.
Yeah. You agree? Oh, my gosh. I mean...
Proven facts.
Really?
Do you like, want a lint brush? Because we actually have one.
I actually need one, like, for sure.
Girl. Yeah. Like, here, I left like, mine at her house.
She left her
She
at
hits
her,
me
so
up
I
with a picture.
It.
Like, I'm like, girl, that's just my lint brush.
Where's your lint brush?
Is it in that white bag? It's in that white plastic bag, a bunch of stuff in there.
Like, oh, yeah, you got
it's like a little red one.
Those are dog toys. I brought them because she's got four dogs. So I was like, no, but
in this bag.
Yes, in that bag.
There you go.
Girl, we got you.
And make sure you do it the right way. It's one. It like shows you an arrow to go the proper way.
Girl. Okay.
The arrow, and then...
Gotcha. Thank you.
So, Bernicia felt really disrespected by everything that was going on. I felt for Bernicia. I felt bad for her.
I mean, for her to snatch the rose, that was a little bit much to me. Mm-hmm. To snatch the rose, break it up in the club, that was, like, a little cuckoo in that moment. Now, I mean... For her to feel as strongly and do that, it makes me think that there are some things that are not being aired.
Yeah.
And that, you know, of course, neither one of them know how it's going to play out. So I feel like as far as the little bit of confrontation that I did see online, mm-hmm. They're only saying what they know has been shown in that mm-hmm. episode.
Very
so they
true.
Didn't go further in their argument because they don't know what they're going to air mm-hmm. or what. Well, now they should, right?
Yeah.
They
I
should
don't
have
know.
You guys, did you get the DVDs by now?
No.
Oh, you should ask them because.
But you did the reunion already, right? But you guys did the reunion already, right?
Yeah, we did the reunion. They didn't give us any. At the hotel, we mm-hmm. only seen the first episode. Well, it was like a maid episode.
I would specially ask
them.
Yeah, we didn't see any type mm-hmm. of really. Even when we watched the first episode before we did the reunion.
Right.
They took our phones, they watched it with us, and was like,
wow.
Right. Yeah, they were really...
Wow, they're doing it different, because I definitely remember we got DVDs.
You guys can see Tabitha, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Should I move my stuff?
No, yeah.
No?
Move everything.
I didn't even know it was rolling on me. I would have
cool.
been jumped in.
No, I just wanted to
yes,
make sure you're
get
so
the camera
pretty.
On her
I want to make sure you
so
can see her.
In
I know,
this damn
girl.
Body
yes.
snatched, like, oh my god, this is what goodness looks like.
Thank
now I'm not going to say who I'm comparing that to right
no,
now.
No, no,
I'm
no.
Okay, so just that, really quick, last thing about Bernicia and Candy. So when they were talking on the phone to Candy's mom, I mean, I'm sorry, Bernicia's mom, and Candy kind of popped in. What did you think about that whole like circumstance?
I mean. I definitely felt like Bernicia was going to probably turn up mm-hmm. because her mom's on Skype right mm-hmm. there. So you can't say too much because I knew that was going to happen. Because mm-hmm. it's like, yo, you're not about to talk to or
well,
say
her mom was
certain
in that.
Stuff in front of my mom.
Her mom was like, I'll beat you. What was her mom even saying?
I don't
saying?
Know. Her mom said something about she going to have to get her mama or something. Mm-hmm. At least she wasn't coming for the girl. She like, okay, mamas
every,
can get it too.
Yeah, every girl in the house basically knew how Bernicia mom was because, mm-hmm. you know, Bernicia mom would call every day. And
right,
movie,
one of those mamas.
Mm-hmm. That girl, mm-hmm. she don't. Her name don't even deserve to come up. She's fucking cuckoo. Mm-hmm. This girl never met me a day in her life. But
Bernicia?
No.
Oh, Candy.
The other thing. It's just like she never met me before and she has this static to me. Like, no replacement met me. I was the first person to leave, so I didn't meet any replacement. So it was like nobody met me, so you should not feel no type of way about me. If you didn't meet me yet, that's all. I judge it also.
I totally understand.
You didn't meet me yet, you don't know me, you know me off Instagram, you know me off the incident, whatever happened. Had you been original, you would have got to know me. You would have
exactly.
known who I was. But it was just basically off people, you know, their opinion and everything that happened. You know, so everybody
right.
wanted to be Captain Save-A-Ho. And nobody wanted to know what happened. But
right.
as the show went on, people knew, got to see how tough and how people really are. And
right.
are they really built for that life?
Right.
Because I wish that I could switch two girls in that house and put... Two of the replacements, as in two of the OGs.
Right.
Let Z and Kaylee get out of there and let mm-hmm. the two replacements that I was beefing at the reunion with that y'all will see.
Right.
I wish, because it would have been super lit in that house. I swear to God, it would have been super lit in that house.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird because Cabrina seems, like, super cool.
Yeah.
Like, she seems and it's weird to me. She and she's hot. She's got, like, the full package. It was weird that she wasn't in the original cast.
I guess if you want to call that the full package, but.
Well, she seems she seems sweet. From, like,
she never met me either, but when I walked on the stage at the when I walked on the stage at the reunion, she was so, oh my God, Dream Doll, you're so hot, your titties are so perky, you're so beautiful. And then 5 minutes later, it was like, bitch, you superficial. What do you want? Oh, I'll fuck the shit out of you. And it's, excuse my language, but
you can swear, actually. We're cool.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like, you went from that to this because Candace was the battery in your back, so she hyped you up, which I don't respect because you didn't have a lot of energy on the show. You kind of fell in, like, the shadow in the show. Like, you wasn't really a... Like, I was on the show for 6 days, bro. Right. And everything I did is iconic. You feel me? Everything I did, everybody remember. I don't have to beat my face up to look like somebody. I walk in the mall with no makeup on, and everybody know who I am.
Right.
So, I did not have to be on the show for 3 months and be irrelevant. I went there. I did what I did. I made good TV.
Exactly.
And that was it. Once again, if you never met me before, you should not judge me because, one, you don't know me. But don't let other people be the battery in your back, you feel me? And then don't be Twitter fingers, you know?
Right.
That show is a mess, girl.
Yes, it is, child. Hey. Yes, it is.
We were there. We get you. It's, you know, and a lot of stuff isn't. So was production kind of telling you to start fight?
I hated my guts.
So, but were they, like, at all telling you to, like, fight with Kaylee?
They wanted me to get the first replacement in. So, as you can see, I play with everyone. See who was... Through little shots, little hints at people, and seeing how, if they're really about that life. So, after I tried Bernicia, you know, she wasn't with the shit. She wasn't trying to leave.
Right.
And then I made Z fight Bernicia.
Right.
We're not going to fight, but I'm definitely going to make someone fight. Like, you know, so I made Bernicia. I made Z and Bernicia
You
fight.
Were like, F this. They want to play puppets. I'm going to play puppet too. I get it. Because the producers, that's all they do is play puppeteer with everybody.
Do you think that you came off as a bully? Because that was like a big thing is everybody. Because I know personally on our show, we talked about the fact that we felt like Kaylee was like playing the victim. And we got so much hate. Like, we're going to get hate for this video, me even saying that. Everybody
Girl, we
going to
get hate if we walk outside with shades on. Yeah, she got shades on. It's sun out.
Like, everybody was so angry because they were like, how dare you say that Kaylee wasn't, you know, the victim and that she was playing a victim. I feel on both sides because on one side, she did look, like, super helpless and was, like, you know, dying.
And then you
much.
Let somebody say in your face that
I mean,
you're going to get dragged with one
for
finger.
You, though, I felt like Kaylee was playing the victim. But then I was also like, damn it. She I is trying. But I see where you were coming from, like, toward, like, once it died down, and then I was like, okay, I get it. And at the end of the day, if you take ownership of the position that you're playing, then that's what's up. And you were like, this is the part that I'm playing. This is what I'm coming here to do.
Exactly.
So what's up? Yeah. Like, so I totally get that. But as far as Kaylee, I do feel like
she wasn't
the victim
about that,
was the role that she wanted.
Yeah, y'all seen
and
her whole
It has
tape.
To be a victim.
Can we get the
it
AC on here at all? Is there anybody else
hot? I'm hot. Yeah, I'm hot.
I'm like dying right now.
And it's probably
so it's true. Like when you watch your home tape, you know, when they show the home tape, you have that energy. Oh, I'm not... if you mess with me, it's not going to work out in your favor. I don't like girls made out of plastic. Girls 2017, if you think you won't walk in a club and meet
I mean,
girls,
I just don't like girls made out of plastic that don't look good with that plastic, okay?
Hello,
as long
like,
as it looks good, then I am all for it, okay?
Right, so technically, she don't feel like she was wrong for saying that, but you just basically singled me out because clearly I was the only person with me, and someone else was with the two people in the house that did have surgery done. I'm proud of my surgery, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But, if you're going to be wearing a waist trainer, subliminal, if you're going to be wearing a waist trainer, do not talk about my body parts because clearly you're not satisfied with your waist. Please. Like, don't do it. Yo, these interviews, man, I watched them and I'd be like, bruh. Why you didn't say that to my baby?
You guys, I will say for this season, and I haven't, only because I'm on AfterBuzz now, I'm like really keeping up with the episodes. And of course, I've seen the past seasons. Right. Some I haven't seen as much as others, but I feel like this season, everybody is very vocal. Oh, everybody is like really like,
so,
and for me, in my season, it was like, it was, mm-hmm. you were shunned if you were the vocal one, because right. I was very vocal. I was the one that was like super supposedly ratchet, yeah, ghetto, all yeah. these things. And now I notice these are the things that are glorified now about the show. It completely switched. So, but I do notice all of you girls like are very vocal about mm-hmm. what's going on, what your stance is. And it's not just like one person yeah. like seeming like they're the ones just talking all the
so
crap.
Neck. We have, so Cabrina is actually Skyping in. Or supposed to be. Is that cool? So can we actually Skype in Cabrina? Sorry, I wasn't trying to like make any drama between you guys.
Oh, word. Okay, we have a lot going on today.
I know. And we have 15 minutes left. So.
Oh, wow.
That's fine.
What?
She's not answering.
She's not answering? Okay.
Oh, well.
So then we can okay, so continue to try her. If she doesn't, then whatever. So is there, also, are you going to be on Survivor?
Why is everyone saying that? Where's that rumor come
oh,
from?
Oh, my God. I saw it on...
Girl, I can't even run up the steps.
Well, hey, it's a rumor that's keeping your what? Name circulating, whatever, so... Whatever. And it's for my something good.
My name is circulating regardless, whether like, it's something good, bad...
No, yes, girl.
Whatever it gotta be, that name is gonna be circulating.
Dude, right? So I thought...
But that's cool. I was like, oh, my God. No, like, girl, I saw
I don't
a post.
Even like working out. Where'd this come from?
Okay, so I saw it on Instagram.
I saw it on BGCT. I'm like, bitch, what?
Maybe that's where I saw it. I saw it somewhere on Instagram. But I even was like, dude, because, like, Survivor, first of all, I've met so many people from different reality shows. Survivor is no fucking joke. Like, they don't have sunscreen.
I had a friend that was on Survivor.
Who can go it's out like, with, like, that? Like, no makeup, like, no sunscreen. You know what I mean? Like, no, who is going, like, you
girl,
know?
Girl. I don't know where that came from, but congratulations.
I just wouldn't be able to eat, like, worms and, like, stuff like that. I wouldn't be able to do it on Survivor, y'all.
I get my manicure done every week.
Yeah. Well, no, it's so funny because I saw that. I was like, Jesus. I don't know, but whoever started that rumor, good for you. Okay, so who is King Fly?
King Fly.
Or Fly King? Or do you know who that is? So he actually, like, wrote in the show and said that he was in, like, 3 episodes. I don't really know him, but he said I don't know anything about him. Like, I didn't even know who he was, but he said that he was going to call in. So I think we have him. Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello, is this King Fly or Fly King?
Yes, this is the Fly King.
Fly King, okay. So what were you on the show? Because I was kind of confused a little bit.
I was on the show with Alcatraz. I was in the first season when, the second episode when Bernicia did the show. I was with them at the table. And then I was also with Bernicia in Winter and the girls in the studio. And then I'm going to be on another episode because me and Bernicia actually make a song together, which hasn't aired yet. But that's
awesome. So yeah. I don't really have any, like, questions
prepared. Wow, have you seen the DVDs
you?
Then, since you know it's going to be aired?
Jesus Christ, Kayla, you and the DVDs.
What? You're like, I'm just saying.
Kayla's acting like they're printing out DVDs.
I'm just saying. Because yeah, he never, knows they're going to air it, and I'm just like...
Can I just say that to get DVDs of the show, you need to, like... This is, like, for everybody. You need to email the production.
We did not have to do that. No.
Well, then you
guys. I think they switch it up every time, then.
I didn't have that. Yeah, I had to email
them. When did you guys see
a
reunion?
How
many episodes did you see?
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I feel like it was halfway. I feel like it was halfway through that we did the reunion.
At least y'all got to see me. I'm watching the show. I'm like, damn, you said all that, and you were smiling in my face at the reunion.
Right.
They should have showed that.
And see, for me, I was dumb. Like, I had got my DVDs, but I didn't watch them because I was just so distraught about how things went for me on the show and then my family and certain stuff. So I didn't look at it. And then I was so angry because once I got to the reunion, I was distraught, girl. My family disowned me after Bad Girls.
There should be, like, some therapy. You can go
they
to
were
after
super
the show.
Shady. Like, my family's so shady, girl.
I be walking through more people doing a kick and shit. I'm like, yo,
oh my
leave
girl.
Me alone.
Dude, I was at a press thing, and this girl, so I had my manager and my, press agent pretty much standing there with my friend, and this girl came behind them, and this was, like, a big lesbian girl, and she was like, she looked like she could hurt somebody.
You're
and
so
she comes
silly.
Behind them, and she, and they don't know, like, she doesn't know that they're with me, and she's, like, telling her friend, she's like, I'm gonna go. Kill Kristen. I'm gonna kill her. I hate her.
No,
I hate her.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm gonna. No, but she was saying she was like, I have something under my coat. Like, I'm gonna go after her. And my people are like, oh my God.
What?
Like, this girl is saying that she has, like, a weapon, pretty much. So I didn't know this. And then, like, after they're all, like, coming, like, surrounding me, they're like, okay, we need to get you out of here because there's, like, some crazy people that feel some kind of way that have never
met
you.
Well, at least you have people, girl.
That have never met you
coming
a day
from the hood,
in their
I ain't
life.
Got no people. I'll just be like, oh, damn, I'm gonna have to fight. Shit.
Me
Let
too.
Me not go to the club because I ain't got time to be fighting people.
Me, I'm
like, I'm grown as
oh,
hell.
Oh, I think
now.
We got Cabrina. Do we got Cabrina?
We're trying.
Oh.
So when
is that? Do we still have Fly King on? Or
oh, huh.
We
don't.
Oh, that's fine. I forgot he was on.
Ooh, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I never met you.
Okay. So this is like the whole thing with Fly King. Fly King, no offense, because I know you're watching. He emailed AfterBuzz and said that he was on a few episodes, but when I watched it, I didn't, because he hasn't actually like really been in the episodes yet, other than like saying hi. So I feel bad, but I was like, I don't have any questions to ask you. I don't know.
Right,
so
don't know,
maybe if Bernicia was here, she could have.
Yeah, maybe if Bernicia.
Yeah, fill that in for
because
us.
I wasn't there.
Hey, AfterBuzz, somebody on?
Cabrina,
maybe.
Okay.
This is
I don't know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Normally, so it's like, sorry, today was like a crazy episode because we only have 4 episodes left. So everybody now wants to like come on. And I'm like, dude, it's just so crazy.
This one,
like,
so many people hit up for today.
Yeah, like today specifically, like everybody wanted to come. So I was like, okay. But I knew you were in town.
And honestly, I thought it was catfish. I was like, no, we're being catfish.
She thinks everybody's catfish.
Something's going on.
Dude, you know, I thought Z was a catfish because, so somebody made, you know how Z took all of her, like, I don't know if you know this.
Socials.
Yeah, she took all of her socials down.
Couldn't
somebody,
handle it.
Yeah, someone made a Twitter.
No, not her. She has a Instagram.
She deleted it.
I don't know.
No,
I,
she has Instagram. Lady
know.
West Coast.
But somebody, made. I don't.
She deleted it once a month.
Girl, I don't think that's her. Made a fake Twitter with her real email. So I emailed the real email, but then I realized it was a fake Twitter. So I was communicating back and forth with her, and I'm like, is this catfish? Is this a catfish situation? Even when you asked for my phone number, I was so like, here's the studio's number. Because I was so scared. I was like, if this isn't a real person. Oh, hi, Cabrina.
Hi, can you guys see me or no?
No.
No, we can't see you. Hey.
We can't see you, but we can hear you. Do you have like your webcam on by any chance?
Oh, I don't know. Let me brush my hair and get real.
Okay, no problem. So, actually, Cabrina, can you hear me?
She can hear.
She's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I can hear you. So, we have Tabitha in the studio as well. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't want to, like, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, set up any drama or, you know, double book, but it just kind of happened. So, we're going to interview you, like, while Tabitha's here. I just, like, wanted to let you know that. And also letting you know, we have like 8 minutes left. But no worry, there will be no drama, nothing bad. This is like, you know.
Okay.
I hope that's okay. So, Cabrina, what got you into, you know, what got you into Bad Girls?
Well, I've been a fan of Bad Girls Club for as long as it's been on, back when you were on Bad Girls.
Nice. Oh, that's so nice.
I've always wanted to show, like, what it is to be, like, a real bad bitch. Like, you know, my definition for a bad bitch is not maybe the same definition of everyone else, like, what they have for, like, mm-hmm. what makes you a bad girl. So I just always wanted to, like, speak mm-hmm. out and just show what a boss is really mm-hmm. about. Because I really feel like being a bad bitch, you got to be a boss. You got to be able to hold your own.
I'm, like, totally interrupting you. Really quick, so I know that you're not doing anything with cooking. Why don't you start a YouTube channel?
Well, right now, that's what I'm trying to work on. I'm, like, trying to find a team, like, a camera crew and, like, all that stuff to, like, record me. I have a kitchen set so I can do a weekly segment. It's just about finding the crew right now, some people that are dedicated to it as much as I am. And I had mm-hmm. a team.
Girl, you don't even need to be that serious about it. Because honestly, like, this is the time where you need to do stuff. Because, yeah. I mean, they've already filmed, you know, Bad Girls Club 17. It's like, you are going to be relevant for a very short amount of time. So make it count as much as you can. You should start a YouTube channel immediately. Like, don't even wait. You could, like, do not wait. Just get, like, a little
Mama
camera.
Kristen over here.
Yeah, get a little camera. You don't need to be all like, oh, I need this big, you know, production.
Right.
I would
just
start.
And that's my problem. I'm always trying to do it, like,
yeah, girl, you don't have to do too much, but seriously, like, even girls that have done, like, makeup videos and stuff, you know, for, like, new seasons, you know, you'll get the most. So I would definitely do that.
Definitely. I definitely agree mm-hmm. with you. I do need to tap into it more because it is a passion. It's something that I went on Bad Girls expressing, so I definitely want the fans. And people keep asking. They definitely are asking. They hit mm-hmm. me up every day like, when's the cookbook dropping? So mm-hmm. I definitely have to tap mm-hmm. into my passion. So.
Yeah, girl, right. But like, seriously, don't even be like, oh, I need to have a cookbook. I mean, get a YouTube channel started, like, start doing that because you can actually make good money doing YouTube, and then you can get, I mean, girl, This is a very
like my homeboys.
It's a good opportunity, and everything you made looked everything you looked everything you made looked delicious. So I think that this would be a really good time. So how long were you in the house for?
To be honest, I think we were in the house for about a month, but it was like 3 weeks to a month. Yeah, like we were at the end of it. So Candace came a week before me. Yeah, so about a month.
Why do you think that you were a replacement and not on the original cast?
To be honest, my honest opinion is because they know I'm not afraid to go to jail, and I will.
Girl, you should be. You should have a healthy respect for jail. We all should.
Listen,
you get arrested one time, you're like, this shit is not fun. It's not like a movie.
It's not. It's definitely not. I've been there before. But I'm saying, with me, the type of things that the girls were doing in the house, the type of girls that they put in the house first, like, those aren't the type of girls that I would necessarily, like, be okay with back home. Like, those are the type of people that I would go head to head, toe to toe with. So I feel that they wanted me to come in at that time so that I would be able to express myself and get the shine that I deserve, because if I would have came in the house at that time, people would know me for, like, Cabrina, Bossy Brina, the chef. They would know me for that bitch that's going crazy all the time.
What do you have any, like, actually, Kayla, do you have any questions
For Miss Cabrina? I have maybe just one or two questions. So far we only see you really just really being cool with everybody and, you know, doing your little cooking thing, which I think that's super cute. But what were your, I don't know if we can, like, if you want to, expose anything or divulge anything, but who were your beefs? I mean, in the house, who ends up being, like, maybe your first beef, and then what, I mean, the reunion has happened, so.
Well, beef in the house wise, let me speak on this. Well, I never beef with anybody in the house, because beef for me is like, what you guys see with Candace and Bernicia, that's simple shit to me. Like, beef,
I feel like,
is,
they kind of in love.
You said what?
I said I feel like they're in love. Like, they just
went to couples therapy.
Like, you know,
couples
therapy.
Yeah, couples therapy for those two.
But in general, like, I did have things that I disliked about Tiara when I first met her, and I did express that. You know, I did think that she was over embellishing about her life. I felt like she was bougie at first, but that was just off of, you know, first impressions. You know, you're supposed to take your time and, like, get to know somebody. So that was just me judging her off of, like, the things that she was saying at first. And then just the same thing with Z. Like, I always felt like Z was trying to, like, be a chameleon somewhat in a sort. Like, she wanted to agree with everybody, to fit in everywhere. And now, looking at the show and seeing, you know, how the episodes were before we actually got there, I could understand why she just wanted to be so cool with everybody, because she wasn't getting any love before we got there.
Right, so she was trying to find something to relate with someone.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, those were my issues, but they were never big enough issues for me to be like, what's up, bitch, I want to fight, because I don't fight over dumb, petty stuff. Now, when Z ate my food, I'm not going to lie, I damn near wanted to punch on her nose.
Like, we don't see that yet. We don't see that. Don't tell us that. But, okay, your beefs on the reunion. What happened at the reunion? I know you can't give us too much, but, I mean...
Well, I did come in feeling like today's gonna be the day, because we were in the room for the girls that we didn't live with. And coming back home, there was a lot of, you know, torment and all that stuff going back and forth over social media. Now, I'm not Meek Mills. I'm not Twitter fingers. I didn't even have a Twitter until, like, 3 weeks ago, because I don't do drama. Like, I'm the type of girl where if we really, really got a problem, pull up on me. Like, that's me. Like, I'm a hood girl. Like, and I mean, to a sense where I don't live in the hood anymore, because I've grown and I moved myself out of it, but you can't take the girl. Like, you can't take the hood out the girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I moved away from it, but I still am who I am. So I don't like arguing over petty, dumb stuff. So when it comes down to it, I'll just remove myself from it, because I know I will put my hands on you. And when it came down to it, you know, some of the original girls were talking mess on social media and feeling like, well, we ain't have to deal with it because this replacement is not about that. Well, that's where they were confused, because I'm not just some regular replacement. Like, I'm Cabrina the Shade. Put the bossy on Brina. You hear me? Like, I don't play that. So I was ready to address any and everybody who had said anything on social media. I meant that.
Did you think, because I know, because Tabitha's here, so, like, do you guys want to talk or no? No? Like,
This is my thing. I always thought that Tabitha was a very pretty girl, but then when she opened her mouth, it became an issue for me. Like, she's a very pretty girl, but she's very ignorant. She's very stupid.
I'm not ignorant.
And I don't like having conversations with people people.
Oh, that's fine. Then log out, sweet.
Down on you, you know.
Then, but you feel that way clearly because you feel like you're underneath me.
And no, I don't whatsoever at all.
So why do you always?
I got it. I got the bag and real titties and a real ass.
That's fine. That's fine. But you was the same person that was saying my titties is saggy. You was the same person that was saying that your titties is saggy. You want to get a lift.
Bitch, I never felt that I was.
But you said your titties was saggy and you needed a lift.
Thinking like that, you dumb fuck bitch.
Oh, you so mad. Damn, look how far how hard I can get under your skin.
You're fucking stupid, bro.
Oh, yeah, you are too. You are too.
You're beyond the word dumb.
No, bitch, get your shit together. Get your shit. I'm found.
So fucking stupid,
I'm found. I'm found.
I will beat your ass.
I'm fine. Oh, you come to my city. Don't talk to me nice, bitch. Or don't talk to me twice. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Bitch, did you say that to my face? You gonna beat my ass? You never said that shit either.
Period.
You never met me before. You never met me before. But you have all this energy. You never met me before. You never met me before. You never met me before, bro. Like, fuck out of here, my nigga. You all.
Oh, do we lose Cabrina?
Yeah, lose her ass. That bitch is lost.
So we lost Cabrina. Yeah. So anything else? Sorry about that.
I don't have anything to say to her. She's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you did not come on the show as the original because you just wasn't the fit, bro. That's it. If you could fit a day, it took months. Mm-hmm. Y'all know it take months for us to do this process. Yeah. Months, tests, all types of 60-minute questions.
Got you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
For us to do this show, it takes a long time for them to pick us. Shit, there's people that fly out to do the finals and still don't even
get picked. Yeah.
They waste time, they waste money, they waste all that shit. Yeah. So had they want you to be a fucking original, you would have been an original. Yeah. It's no, oh, I'm smart, I'm this, I'm that. No. Like, it's none of that. If they
I hate the beef, like, when it's the original.
It's so petty. And watch her run right
like,
over to Instagram right now and have that big-ass battery on her back because that's all the fuck she got. Mm-hmm. Come to New York, that's all I'm saying, because the minute I see a fucking fly...
I remember this frustration all too well. It's making me go back to when I was on there and who I got beef with.
She's dumb. How I'm dumb, bitch? I went to school just like everybody else on that fucking show. Mm-hmm. Come on, my nigga. I got my associates. What's
up? Hey, whatever.
What the fuck? That shit don't do nothing for me. Yeah. My associates do nothing for me. It's not about what you know no more.
It's about
and everybody
who you know,
in this world
really,
know that. Yeah. It's about who you know.
It's definitely not about
who
the degrees.
Who you know. Look at Donald Trump's wife.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
You can find pictures of her pussy online. Like, how is that normal?
Don't chef me up something, huh?
So we have to wrap up. Sadly,
I'm so sad that I came on here late, girl.
I know it's okay. It's cool. You're not going to be here next
Enjoyed
week, right?
Having you.
No. I'm coming back on the 4th.
Oh, so Tabitha, how can they find you?
Yeah. Our dream doll. Snapchat Real Dream Doll, Twitter Real Dream Doll, but there's a fake one floating around, so don't get that.
I wonder
bitch
if I'm. I think I might be following the fake one because I swore I was following you.
They have the exact same setup as me, but they respond to. I sign on Twitter once a week. That's because these bitches be on there.
Girl, my own little sister hacked into my Instagram.
Kayla, how
okay.
can they? Oh my god, that's her sister came up to me in the mall and was like, "Are you Kristen?"
Oh, that's
she was
another
like,
sister.
She's like, "I'm Kayla's sister. I hate her." I was like, "Girl, what? I'm like looking at panties
family,
and like
girl.
Victoria's
it's,
Secret."
It's
I'm like,
it's
"What's
bad.
Gonna?"
It's
I,
bad.
I hate my right. brothers. So we're
for my own family.
But thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah, thank you for
Kayla,
coming.
How can they find you?
At Bad Girl KC. That's gonna be the Snapchat. That's also gonna be the Twitter. If you want to look me up on Instagram, it's gonna be Back by Popular Demand, and that's with 2K's, y'all.
Kristen Kelly TV. Thank you guys so much.
Bye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for coming.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.